on Daf Peches on the Beis raises the question, how can we be done Hoidos Bahavos these manas that we don't have any smuchim? So the answer is that whenever it's a milso de shchich, there's bechisar and kis, then we rely on shlichu sai. Zelus Bahavos is milso de lo shchicha, so there's no shlichu sai. Hoidos Bahavos is a milso de shchicha. So milsa d'shchicha, so you rely on shlichu sai. You look in the Gemara in the first daf in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that the word Elohim, Rosh Hashanah in Parshas Mishpatim, means smuchim, and it says Elohim three times. Unikba b'aisel Elohim. So that's how you know that for a bezdin, for zevus machabodus, you need shloshes smuchim. Either that you count three times Elohim, or you count two times Elohim, and ain bezdin shokol, so you need a third one. So the Gemara says, and what about Hoidos Bahavos? Do you need Shloshes Smuchim there or not? So that's a Machloikis Amaroi. So the Gemara says that depends on whether on the issue of Irav Parshias Kosev Kana, ain't Irav Parshias Kosev Kana. So the Gemara, the Rambam Paskins, like the Gemara's conclusion, that Minatora Chadami Kosher. Minatora, one Dayan can Paskin in Hoidos Bahavos, that the Shloshes Smuchim is only a requirement in Gzeilus HaChabalos, and there's no Irav Parshias, so the din of Shloshes Smuchim does not carry over to Hoidos Bahavos. So Chad Nami Kosher. The Rashi and Tosfos learn on the Gemara based on the days in Gimel Amud Aleph, if Chad Nami Kosher, so the Chad can be a Hedyot, he doesn't have to have Smicha either. You only say you need three, and the three have to be Smuchim by Gzeilus HaChabalos. If you would have held Irav Parshias Kosev Kan, so the three smuchim would be carried over from the Gzeilus HaChabalos and apply also to Hoidos Bahavos. We paskin chad nami kosher, so chad hedyot is good. So the yesk on the Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that the reason why we can be done Hoidos Bahavos bizman hazeh is because of shlichu sayu. He quotes our Gemara Peches on the base, it's based on shlichu sayu. So the kash is, that's in Perkei Aloha Ches, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, what kind of shlichu sayu? You only need shlichu sayu if you would have held that chad is not kosher. If you hold Irav Parshias Kosev Kan, that the need for shloshes smuchim is carried over from Gzeilus HaChabalos to Hoidos Bahavos. That's when the case of Mishnah quotes from the Hasogas HaRamach on the Rambam. Then in the other place, the Rambam in Perik Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes chad nami kosher. Min haTorah chad nami kosher, but with the Rabbanon you have to have a bezin of shlosha by Hoidos Bahavos. And shnayim shadonu ein din ein din. So the Kes Mishnah quotes a kasha from the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Rambam, this Rambam is also against the Gemara. That the Gemara says on the base in Sanhedrin, that Gimel Amud Aleph, there is a machlokes amaroim by Hoidos Bahavos. What would be the din b'diyevet shnayim shadonu? By Gzeilus HaChabalos yinish shlosha smuchim. And there's no shlichusai, so there's nothing to discuss. If he had a bezna less than shlosha smuchim, the psak is not valid and there's nothing to discuss. But what about Hoidos Bahavos? Would you say shnayim shadonu b'diyevet would be the name din or not? So the Gemara says it depends. If you hold mederaisa chad nami kosher, you don't need shlosha smuchim and atorah chad hedyot is good. So if chad hedyot is good, and the whole need for shlosha alti don yichidi shen don yichidi ele echad, that's mederabonon, shema yite. So b'diyevet, how can you say that it's possible? On the level of deraisa, it's good. So you would say shnayim shadonu would be good b'diyevet and ladavke shnayim shadonu. A yochid who had done would also be good b'diyevet. If the din is that there is a parashah, so the shloshes smuchim that are written by Gzeilus HaChabalos are carried over to Hoidos Bahavos, and the rice they need shloshes smuchim, so then b'diyevet so true you say shlichusayu, bizman hazeh Hoidos Bahavos you'll say shlichusayu, but that's only if you have shlosha. But if you only have shnayim, so then it won't be any good. You only say shlichusayu on hadyoitis, even though they're not smuchim. You can rely on shlichusai, but you still have to have shloishim in Atar, and that they never change. So if the Rambam, so the Pel is, but if the Rambam paskins chad nami kosher by Hoidos Bahavos, so the din should follow that shnayim shadonu din ein din. So why does the Rambam paskins shnayim shadonu ein din ein din? That the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Akasha from the Tshuvas HaRashba. That's in Perek Beis in Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Yud. So there is a way to farem for the Rambam is relying on the Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes. The Rambam often paskins like Yerushalmi is against Bavlis. Yerushalmi sounds like it's not totally zebizeh. You can hold them in Atorah Chad Nami Kosher, but with the Rabbanon, you can hold Chad Nami Kosher by Hoidos Bahavos. But since with the Rabbanon, they said, Alti Don Yechidish and Don Yechidi Ele Echo, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and we need Dafke Shloisha, So they insisted on Shloisha, and B'di'evit, even B'di'evit, Shnaim Shadana ended, ended. Okay, could be that the Rambam is paskening like the Rishalmi against the Bavli. What's going to be the other kasha? The other kasha, the Rambam says, like the Rambam quotes our Gemara, that Hoidos Valvois, it can be Dam is Manazah based on Shlichusayu. What do you need Shlichusayu for? If the din is that Chadami Kosher, so you don't need Shloisha, you don't need Smuchim. So Hadyotis are good menatur. So Rav Soloveitchi gave a teretz on this kasha from the Or Sameach. He said the Or Sameach is 100% right. He said the Or Sameach shows that the Rambam Shita clearly is that Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher, the Chad has to be a Samuch. Not like Rashi and Tosis learned. That if there's no Erev Parshias and you don't learn that, Hoidos Lavos and Zevos Lachavolos, Samuch Zevos Lachavolos Nishlosh Smuchim, and Hoidos Lavos, Chad Hedyot is good. No. The Rambam holds Chad Nami Kosher, you don't need three, but the one whom you need has to be a Samuch. Why? But Lachoris Smicha is a din, we always assume Smicha is a din of Bezin. And the Rambam says a Chad Nami Kosher is not a Bezin. It's like a Chochem who makes Hoiras, he said a Heter. A Chochem gives a Psak, a Balabos comes, yes, a Shailam, Basa Bacholo. So you pass on the Shailah, that's a Psak. It's not a Bezin giving a Psak on a case. So why should the Rambam insist that you have to have Chad Samuch? So Rav Soloveitchi pointed out, apparently the Rambam disagrees with this premise of Tosis. Tosis has become a Mekonis that Smicha is a Din in Bezin. Even if the bezin is not paskin anything, like over here, the Tosis asks Akasha, on the bottom, the milsa the shchicha, Tosis asks, how are we able to be mekabel gerim as manazeh if in Atari you need shloshes smuchim for gerus, so this manazeh we have no smuchim. So Tosis answers shlichus sayim. What motivated Tosis in the first place? Where did they get the einfad that you need shloshes smuchim? The Gemara says ger tzarch shloshes mishpat ksibbe, you need a bezin of three, but the bezin is not paskining any halacha. They're just being mekabel ager. It's a maisa bezin. It's a bezin lekima dover. Bezin's not being mevari any halacha. We know they did. The man is not Jewish. He's going to go into the mikveh. He'll become Jewish a minute after he goes to the mikveh. There's nothing to paskin over here. If there'll be a shayla, they'll call Rav Moshe Feinstein. The bezin is not going to paskin. They'll call someone else. The mamalim welcome Rav Moshe. Then the bezin is not going to paskin the shayla. They're just doing a maisa bezin. So why does Tosis assume that he needed shloshes smuchim? So apparently Tosis sheet is, and in Sanhedrin also they have it in other places, Tosis sheet is that smicha is a din and bezin. The Rambam holds beferish not so, the smicha is not a din and bezin, smicha is a din and hayroah. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, writes about, he quotes a Gemara that you can give smicha the dvar yichidim. He gives smicha for dini mamunis and not for rias mumim. He gives smicha for knosis and not for other things. Then he says he can give smicha for isa the heter and give smicha for rias ksamim. Since when they need a bezin for isa the heter, you don't need a bezin for looking at the maris of ksamim. So apparently the Rambam holds that smicha is a din in hayroa. That it's not called the chal v'shem hayroa. It's not called the psak unless you have smicha. But and it's not a din in bezin. Take a look, there's another Rambam. The Rambam, beginning at Perek Dalet in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph, the first two lines, the Rambam describes how do you confer smicha, how do you make someone into a samuch. So the Gemara, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that smichas chachamim is bishloisha. So the Gemara says smichas chachamim includes two things. Number one, when they do smicha on the parhel and davish of tzibur. And number two, they need three of the members of the Sanhedrin. And number two, when you confer smicha, when you give someone a shame, Rabbi Atal Yesh Lachal Shus, Lodin Dinin Knossos, so that smicha also needs a bezin of three. So the Rambam, the way it says in our editions of the Rambam, he writes that the bezin who confers smicha, two of them can be hadyoitis, and one of them has to be a samach. Vachi echad mehem samach. So what do you mean? How can hadyoitis confer smicha to someone else? So on the bottom of the page in the Rambam, they refer you with the Tosfos Yontif on Mishnah Sanhedrin, that is the misprint in the Rambam. That it shouldn't say that one of the three should be a samach. All the three should have smicha. In order to confer smicha, you require that all three members of the bezin should have smicha. If you look in the Rambam later, in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, you see beferish not so. The Rambam says, he writes, if you can imagine a situation where all the Rabbanim have smicha in the whole wide world, they all died, and there's only one person left in the whole world who has smicha, so what's going to be? So So he says, no problem, let him take two balabatim, we should join with him, and I'll make a bezna of three. He has smicha, the other two do not have smicha. They'll confer smicha to 70 qualified people, and they'll put together a bezna gadol. So you see, beferish, the Rambam says, that the three people that confer smicha, we don't require that all three should have smicha. It's sufficient if one of them has smicha. So taka doesn't make any sense. How can they give smicha? They themselves don't have smicha. So Rabbi Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam, a biur on that Rambam. Rabbi Soloveitchik gave his whole shiur, so one of the Talmidim mentioned this in the middle of the shiur. So Rabbi Soloveitchik got very excited and said, yeah, that's in line with Hishtikul Torah. So Rabbi writes there, the Rambam's opinion is that smicha is not a din in bezin. Basically, a bezin doesn't need smicha, not like Tosfos. Smicha is a din in hoira, in paskinim. When you confer smicha to someone, you don't have to paskin that he's qualified. The Gemara Sanhedrin, the first pair, gives cases where they sent the Talmud Chacham from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So if they could afford it, they would send the Talmud Chacham from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and they would get smicha, and then they would come back to Babel and function as a samuch in Babel. So they sent someone to Eretz Yisrael, and they sent a letter to the Rabbanim in Eretz, the guy knows how to learn, and give him smicha. So in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't check. They took their word for it. They told him that he's a learned person. They just gave him smicha and went back to Babel. So you see that the bezin who confers the smicha isn't paskening that he's knowledgeable. They don't have to give him a bechina. They don't have to give a fahir. If they know that he's knowledgeable by hook or by crook, they heard from someone else that he knows how to learn. So they give the, they confer the smicha. So basically, it's a maisa bezin. It's not a psak that he's roy to pasken. It's a maisa bezin. So basically, none of the three should require smicha. Rav Elbala says, if none of the three are going to have smicha, it's not going to be ish mipiish at Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you accomplish? The whole idea of smicha is that it's smicha ish mipiish at Moshe Rabbeinu. So you need one of the members, one of the three members of the bezin who's conferring smicha, should himself have smicha, that he should be able to confer smicha, that should be ish mipiish at Moshe Rabbeinu. The other two of members of the bezin can be hadyotas. That's why the Rambam Lishitos says over here, Zelus Vachavola says in Parshas Mishpatim Elohim three times Loshen Chol goes on a beznav Shloshes Muchim. That's only about Zelus Vachavola. Ados Vachavola is Chad Nami Kosher, but the Chad has to be a Samach because he's giving a Psak. If he's not going to have Smicha, it's not going to be a Psak. It's not going to be considered a Psak. So the Rama holds Chad Nami Kosher means Chad Samach. So the and then with the Rabbanah they required, with the Rabbanah they required Shlosha. So the Gemara says, what would be the din shnaim shadana? Would it be dinaim din or ain dinaim din? In Hoidos Valvos, so the Gemara says, in Zelus Achavol, shnaim shadana is ain dinaim din. The Pasuk says you need three times Elohim. So if you have shnaim shadana, it's no good. Anything less than three smuchim is no good. What would be the din of two smuchim will paskin on Hoidos Valvos? So if you hold midiraisa chad nami kosher, you only need three smuchim midirabbanon. That's how the Rambam learned. If minatari need chad nami kosher, one smuch, and the need for three smuchim is only midirabbanon. So, but yeah, but you can go back and revert back to the din deraisa. So, shaim shadana would be good. If you hold that irat parsha is kosev, can carry over all the dinim from zelus rachavolus to hadas valos. You need shloshes smuchim in atayra. So then, shaim shadana would be no good. So the Rambam paskins chad nami kosher. So it follows that shaim shadana will be good if the shaim will be smuchim. If shnei smuchim shadana will be good. So the Yosemech says when the Rambam writes, the shnaim shadano ain't the name din. He writes before shnei hadyoita shadano ain't the name din. If it be shnei smuchim shadano will be the name din, because menatara chad nami kosher, and the whole need for three is only lachatchila midirabbanan, but yeah, that it'll be good. So that's what the Yosemech suggests like that. He thinks that to be done hoidos lahavoyes bizman hazeh. The Rambam got it from Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara says beferish for hoidos lahavoyes, our ability to be done bizman hazeh and bovel, even though we don't have smicha, is based on Shlichus Sayyid. So one could have argued the Gemara goes according to that opinion in the beginning of Sanhedrin that there is a parsha is Kasiv Khan. So Minatari Nik Shlosha Smuchim. And the Rambam held no, the Gemara goes even the Psak Halacha that we pass can know a parsha is. That the need for Shlosha Smuchim is not carried over from Gzelus Rachabolus to Hodos Valvois, but it's enough Minatari Chad Namikosh, but the Chad has to be a Samuch. So nobody today has any Smich. How can we be done Hodos Valvois? So the Gemara gave the answer. Shlichus Sai, so the Rambam quotes it, our ability to be done hoidos valvois bezman hazeh is based on Shlichus Sai. The Rambam paskins, and the Rambam would paskin like the Gemara, Shnaim Shadon the name din, if the Shnaim would be smuchim, because you revert back to the Bidiyevit, you rely on the din deraisa, the Chatzamuch is good. So Shnei Smuchim would be good. When the Rambam says that Shnaim Shadonu ain Dineim Din, so the Yosemach says he's talking about Shnei Hadyoita Shadonu, because a Hadyot to be done this man is based on Shlichus Sayu. So if you violated a Din L'chatchila, you were supposed to have Shloisha. Midirabbanu Malti Yidon Yechidim, and Ator Echad Nami Kosher, by Hadoz Havoz, but Midirabbanu, that's not right. So if you violated a Din of L'chatchila, this man that the whole ability to be done is based on Shlichus Sayu, so the Yosemach says in the Pshat and the Rambam, they don't say Shlichus Sayu. If Bezn Bizman Azeh, that only has the ability to be done based on Shlichus Sayu, it's like Shlich Shishina B'Shlichusa. I made a Shlich and I tell him he should be Mafrit Shtuma for me. And he goes and he gives Echad Mi Aboim. I'm not so generous. I'm not interested in giving Echad Mi Aboim. I want to give Echad Mi Shishim. I want to give Echad Mi Hamishim. He gave too much. So if it's a Shlich Shishina B'Shlichusa, he didn't do what I asked him to do. I say, here's a ring, go be Mekadosh Rochel. He goes to Mekadosh Leia. I wasn't interested in marrying Leia. I wanted to marry Rochel. He did the wrong shlichus. So here, the Bez makes a shlichus sayah. They give us the ability to be shluchim on their behalf, to be done hoidos v'halvos. Yeah, but they said, we want you to be done b'shlosh alti yidon yechidi. So the fellow goes ahead and he's done shnaim shedonu. So since they violated the lechatchila of shloisha, so you don't say shlichus sayah b'ki hagam. So that's Rav Soloveitchik said over this, and then he said, if you look in the Rambam later, in Perek Chav Beis and Sanhedrin Halach Avav, the Rambam is mefurish like that. The Rambam writes, Shnei Had Yeter Shedonu, Ein Dineim Din. It's Mashma Beferish in the Rambam, that Shnei Smuchim Shedonu would be Dineim Din. So he said, the Rambam is mefurish like the Yosemech. He said, the Yosemech's Pshat is Beferish in the Rambam. So this is a fundamental machlekes Tesis in the Rambam. Tesis was bothered with the kasha, Yerzach Shloisha, so Tesis assumes that the Shloisha have to be Shloisha Smuchim. So how do we have the ability to be damned as Manazeb? We don't have any Smuchim. You look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisuri Bir, when he quotes all the dinim of Geirus, how to be Megayer, he says you need three. He never says that you ever needed Smuchim. It was never a requirement that you need Smuchim. That's how the Rashba and the Ramban say like that. You only learn how Yerzach Shloisha, but the three can be Hadyotas, like by Chalitza. The din is that by Chalitza you also need a Bezin. It's not a din that by Chalitza you need three Eidim Lekiyam Adova. By Geiris it's not a din you need three Eidim Lekiyam Adova. No. The din is you can't do Chalitza Balayla. And the Mishnah in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza says because he can't make a din Tera Balayla. Can't be Mekabala Ger Balayla because there's no Yeshiva's Bezin Balayla. Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin has to be Bayam. So it's not a din that you need three by Chalitza, you need three by Ger, three Eidis Lekiyam Adova. No, it's a din of Bezin. So did a bezin, and the Mishnah says beferish by chalitza, you don't need smuchim. The Rambam never said that you need smuchim by ger either. The Rambam says you need smuchim by gzeilas v'chavolas, and by hodos v'avolas you need chatzamach, and by gerus. The Rambam never said you need smuchim. So it would appear that the Rambam seems to agree with the Rashba and the Ramban. The Mikra din deraisa, you never needed any smuchim by gerus because it's a bezin that's not paskening anything. Any child knows that. Before the ger is toivel in the mikveh, he's not Jewish. After he's toivel in the mikveh, he is Jewish. There's nothing to paskin over there. Whether he's right to become a ger, they're not paskining that child. They're going to ask Rav Moshe that child. They're going to ask someone else. The bezin who supervises the gerus, they're not going to be paskining. They're not paskining any shayla. It's just the bezin lekim adover. So that's why the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ramban were of the opinion that in such a case, it's like Chalitza. The Bezin by Chalitza is not paskining anything. It's just a Bezin Lekiyam Adover. So a Bezin doesn't per se, just a Bezin per se, doesn't require Smuchim. Smicha is a din, Dafki in Hoiro. So that's why the Rambam talks about Smicha for Ksamim, Riyas Ksamim, Smicha Tisa the Heter, that he's giving a Psak. So it only has a Chalashim Psak if the person has Smicha. If he doesn't have Smicha, then not. Here Tosis is bothered with this kasha. How do we have the ability to be mekabel ger in mizman hazeh? Tosis assumes that smicha is a din and bezdin. So since gerus needs a bezdin, how can we be mekabel ger? So Tosis gives the answer, shlichus sayko avdin. So the first nesivus on choshe mishpat, siman aleph, sikot aleph, has a comment on this. It's a fundamental machlokes harishonim, whether this idea of shlichus sayko avdin is a concept deraisa or a concept derabbanan. If Tosis says we have ger in mizman hazeh based on shlichus sayo, so obviously Tosfos is of the opinion that it's a din min haTorah. This ger is going to be the Baal Tekeh and Shul. He's going to be moitzi everybody. He's going to read Parsha Zochar to be moitzi everybody in Shul. He's Jewish. We don't say it's based on Yesh Kach V'Achachamim Lakadov min haTorah. He's Jewish min haTorah. So you see that Tosfos assumes that Shlichusayu works on the level of the Raisa. He quotes the Nesivos in Siman Aleph, that now quotes the Rashbon Yevamis, and that Daf and Daf involved with the Rashbo disagrees with Tosfos. He said, what are you talking about? Shlichusayu is only Midirabbanon. It's based, the mechanics of Shlichusayu is that it's based on Hefker Desna Hefker. Minat Torah, let's say if he needs smuchim to be done, haidvois vahalvois. So if you have a bezn who are not smuchim, so they don't have the ability to be done. So we say hefker bezn hefker, and you have to pay the money anyway. Even though it's a puzzle of bezn minat Torah, but midrabbanim say you got to pay the money anyway. What's over here by the get? If you ma'asan a get, and you have to be dafke smuchim to force to give a get, so the get is puzzle minat Torah. So how can the woman remarry? So the Rashba says, also no problem. Afkina abani kiddushim minay. The Gemara never said that. That's the Rashba adds that on. He says, by dini mamanesh, lichasayu rests on the assumption that hefker bezna hefker, and by isri yagitin, it rests on the assumption that afkina abani kiddushim minay. What's that of pshat in Tosfos that shlichasayu is a din deraisa? How can it be? It's a pella. What do you mean shlichasayu? The Chasam Sofer asked the Kasha, have you ever heard Shlichusayu? A Kohen will send a non-Kohen to go duchen for him. Shlichusayu, I'm a Kohen, and I'll send a Levi or Yisrael to go duchen. I'm a Kohen, and I'll send a Levi or Yisrael, he should go be makar karbonis in the base of English. But the one who's duchening, the one who's be makar karbonis, doesn't have the qualification. He's not a Kohen. So how can the Samuch appoint a non-Samuch to function on his behalf that he should be done haidos vahavos? What do you mean? But he's missing the qualification. Then Tosfos asks the Kasha, Bishleima b'zman ha-Talmud, there was still smuchim who were alive and kicking in Eretz Yisrael. So you can say the Rabbanim, Talmid ha-Chachamim and Bava were shluchim of the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. But b'zman ha-Zeh, Tosfos says, there's nobody alive who has any smicha. So if there's no one alive, how are we shluchim? Whose shluchim are we? So Tosfos and all the Rishonim say, Shluchasai de kamoi k'abdir. We are the shluchim of the smuchim who used to be alive. No, the Achrayim, the Chasam Sofer asked the Kasha in the Tshuva. No, the Gemara said before, if the Baal sends a Shliach to deliver the get to his wife, and then the Baal dies, so the Shliach can't deliver the get, Meis HaMashaleach, so the whole Shliach is his butler. So what do you mean, we Shliach Hussai to come? Why, Kavdina? How can we be Shluchim of people who died already? If Meis HaMashaleach is a butler, call our Shliachas. So the Chasam Sofer gives an answer. So the Rachel pointed out that basically the answer stayed beferish, lock, stock, and barrel, all things in the Chidushi Haran, and the first daf in Sanhedrin, Mishem Haramban. So he says it's based on the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Ela Mishpatim Ashatasim Lifnehem, the Lifnehem has the connotation, Lifnehem below Lifnehem had Yoitos. That's how the Gemara says on Peches on the days. So the Ramban explains, that's what the Chasam Sofer says on his own also. Ramban explains that included in this Pasuk are two dinim. One aloha that is an Isser, Lifneim lo lifnei adyotis, it's an iser for the non-samuch to be done a din Torah. His expression is the loshen at the ran has shalom lito kisron shel ha-smuchim. You're not allowed to use the crown of the smuchim. Paskening didi mominis is reserved dafka for the smuchim, so it's an iser on your part. Then he says number two, included in the post again, l'mishpash tashin lifneim lo lifnei adyotis, apsul. If you went to a din Torah and the dayonim didn't have smicha, so the whole business puzzle, so the psak is not binding, the psak is not valid. And then the Ran explains that the psul is a function of the issa. Whenever there's an issa, then there's a psul. Whenever there would be, if you can have a chitimtza, but there's no avera, there's no issa, and you're going to the hayyotis, then there would be no psul either. So then the Ran says simply, shlichusai ko abdinon means that the smuchim ha-moichal on the kovet, the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, b'zman ha-gemara, so that the Rabbanim in Bavel won't be able to be done, they had Yaitis, he can't confer any smicha in Bavel, so it'll be hefker, it'll be lawless over there. No one will be able to be done, be mominous over there. But they said, on the milsa, the shrich, the ismich, isar, and kis, but moichal an ha-kovet. Moichal an ha-kovet, so you're not in violation of shalo lito kisron shel ha-smuchim. And then the Rishayim add on, they saw that in another century there won't be anybody alive who's going to have smicha, because the Nochrim were making such gzeris against the Jews, they didn't allow them to confer smicha. The Gemara says the way they killed one of the Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, I think, when he gave smicha to five or six Rabbanim, so they killed him. So the Rabbanim saw, there's soon going to come a time there won't be any smicha at all. So they were moichal on the kovet me'at avar oilam, and moichal on the kovet legamri. So once the moichal on the kovet, so there's no iser, so once there's no iser, then there's no psul, because the psul is a function of the Issa. Whenever there's no Issa, then there's no Psu. So this is the Teretz HaTosfos gives. How can we be Mekabel Gerim as Manazev? We don't have any Smuchim. So Tosfos Shita is that Shlichusai works on the level of the Raisa, and that's how we're Mekabel Gerim based on Shlichusai. And the other Rishonim, the Rambam, seems to hold like the Rashbo and the Ramban, that even Bizman that they did have Smuchim, it would appear from the Rambam that he never really needed Smuchim to be members of this of the Bezn for Geiris, because they're not paskening anything. Smich is a din in Hoiro, it's not a din in Bezn. So the Bezn for Geiris is like a Bezn for Chalitza, a Maisa Bezn. So it's enough with three religious Balabatim, they don't have to be Smuchim at all. There is another answer. You look in the Shilti Giborim, on the side of the Rif, all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara on the one hand says Getzor Shloshi, you need a Bezin. Then the Gemara talks about a woman who converted not in the presence of a Bezin. She was Tovel in the Mikveh, there was no Bezin there. And every month she's married and she goes to Mikveh every month, she observes Taras HaMishpacha. So the Gemara says, but when she underwent the Geiris, the Bezin wasn't present in the Mikveh. So the Rishonim Eskaka. So the Gemara says, Milo Tovel Lenidusa. Since we know the woman is very religious, she goes to Mikveh every month. Everybody in the neighborhood knows that she goes to Mikveh every month. So therefore, she's Tovel every month. So that's the Geiris. So the Rishonim asks, but you don't have a Bezin of three men standing in the Mikveh when the woman is Tovel, and she goes to Mikveh at night. She doesn't go to Mikveh in the daytime. So how is it good? So the Rishonim give different terutzim. So the Shulti Gevorim says, if you read the simple reading of the Rif is Akasha, and the simple reading that the Rif of the Rif's answer is that the requirement for the Bezdin is only Lachatchila, and B'diyevet the Bezdin is not Miyakim. That's what Rabbi Wurzberger, Zechon Levracha, published in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that we used to share the office together. So he told me this also, that Rav Soloveitchik said that if you have a ger who was really seriously motivated, he really wanted to convert, and his conversion was done by a conservative bezin, so he's a Sufik ger. You're not allowed to tell him he can marry a non-Jewish girl, can be Michal Shabbos. You have to tell me Sufik Jewish. What's the Sufik? Whether conservative bezin is good? No, that's a vadai. That the conservative bezin no good. The Sufik is, and maybe the Shilti Gevorim is right, that the Rif is saying that you don't need a bezin liikuva for geris. In the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like we paskin liikuva, the bezin is makib b'dievet. And he said that Rav Soloveitchik said that you should consider it a suffix. And afkamina, you have a lot of times students in yeshiva, you have other people. A person was converted by conservative bezin, and he always kept Shabbos and Kashrut, he always kept taka all the mitzvahs. And now, 20 years later, he realizes that his geiris is questionable because it was a conservative bezin. So when he goes now to the mikveh in the presence of an Orthodox bezin, is it a vada geiris and we should tell him to say a bracha, or is it a suffix geiris? Maybe now the geiris is only maybe the first geiris was a suffix geiris. How can it be a suffix geiris? Maybe you don't need a bezin. Maybe the Shilti Gevorim is right shot in the rib. Maybe you don't need a bezin. So that's a question, whether you should tell the geir to say a bracha or not in such a situation. There's room to say that even according to the Shilti Gevorim, that that the bezin is not liikuva by a geir gadol, it could be by a geir katan. For sure, the bezdin is liyikuva. Why? Because the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Ger Kotman Bila Mosa Adas Bezdin. The Gemara explains that it's based on Zochel Yadim Shlei Befonim. So Tosfos has that famous kasha there in Ksubas and in other besichtes. Tosfos is bothered with the kasha that the Baliyat Tosfos had a girus in the Gemara in the beginning of Ezel Neshech that Ein Zechiyah LeKotan Min HaTorah. Zechiyah LeKotan is only Medirabonim. Since ain't shliches lekotten and schiyah mitam shliches, so nehid is schiyah leislei, but mid the rabbanon nehid the shliches leislei, a kotten can have someone act on his behalf as a shliach. Schiyah mid the rabbanon miyoyisli. The two girsus in the Gemara in Erzel Neshech Daf Ayin Beis on the base, but it says mid the rabbanon miyoyisli or schiyah mid the rabban or schiyah miyoyisli. But the schiyah lekotten is minatar mid the rabbanon. So according to those who shine him, Rashi and Tosfos hold that schiyah mitam shliches. And Tzchiyah Avur Katan is only Midi Rabbanon. How do you have a Ger Katan Min HaTorah? You're going to say the whole institution of Ger Katan is only Midi Rabbanon. It can't be. So Tosfos works out not Kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua has a whole Shtigal Torah on Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph. The Rashi writes on that Gemara, Ger Katan Madbin Mosa Adaz Bezdin. Rashi writes an expression, Tehem Nasim Loi Ov. the Bezdin plays the role of a father. What does he want? The Bezdin plays the role of a father. What exactly is he driving at? So the Pnei Yeshua has a whole Chiddush. He forgot that the Shach preceded him in the Chiddush. The Shach in Yerideya, the Simi Shin Hei, and Hukhiz Pidyera Ben writes the whole thing in the dog in the Kudus HaKesef. The whole Shtikul Torah that the Pnei Yeshua rediscovered 100 years later. So they both write the same Chiddush that Rashi means to say that Gerkot Ma'adavi L'mosal Daz Bezin is not based on Zochin, the simple reading of the Gemara, it's rather based on the din of apotropos. And that's what Rashi means, V'heim Nas Malay Ob, the word apotropos means Peter, means a father. What does that help? Even if you hold that Tzchiyah L'kotten is only made the Rabbana, but apotropos L'kotten is a Pasuk. Rashi, it says, Nosiyecha Bamata Tikhu Linchol L'sa'aretz, and the Gemara says that's a din of apotropos L'kotten, apotropos works in a third. So what's the difference between apotropos and zochin? Zochin lekotan, Tosis claims only by the rabbanon. Apotropos lekotan works ben ater. How do you know when to declare it as apotropos, when to declare it as zochin? So the Gemara says simple: whenever the zochin is done under the auspices of the bezin, then it's considered apotropos. Whenever the zochin is done by a private person, the next door neighbor wants to do a good deed, a good Samaritan, that's called zochin. And if it's the bezin is supervising it, the zochin is done under the auspices of the bezin, then it has a din of apotropos. It could be that this Shulta Gibarim, who claims within the Rif that the Bezdin is only needed l'chatchilim, but the Eved, it's not Miakev, it could be that that's only Beneged to a Ger Godel. When Beneged to a Ger Kotten, we should follow this interpretation of Rashi, that Zochin for a Kotten only works with the Rabbanon. So the whole institution of Ger Kotten, Matbin, Ros, Adas, Bezdin, has to be based on apotropos. Apotropos, by definition, means you need a Bezdin. So therefore, sure, the Bezdin would be Likuvim. There, if you had a conservative bezin supervising a gerkot matbin l'mosal das bezin, then for sure he should say a bracha later. The Taisus in Kiddushin on Samach Beis and Beis at the end of the long Taisus Dima Masla Gerzor Shloisha quotes an answer from the Rabbein and the Sanal on this question: how can we be mekabel gerim as manazah? We don't have smuchim. They're working on their assumption that smuchim is a din of bezin. So since gerim needs a bezin, so he needs smuchim for the bezin. So he gives a teretz based on the Rabbein and the Sanal. The last 10 lines in the Tosfos in Kiddushin gives a teretz based on the Gemara increases the Aftesa Medala. The Gemara says that a ger who is Mizgayer has to have Milo and Tvila, has to bring a korban. So the Gemara raises the question, how can we bring the Kabbal Ger Mizman Azed? There's no based on Migdash, there's no possibility to bring korban. So the Gemara says, well, there's a pasuk that says, the Dor Reseichem. The word the Dor Reseichem appears in connection with gerim. So it implies that you can be mekabel gerim throughout all the generations. So that's what the Rabbein and Sanal says. Since we live in a generation when nobody has any smicha, so you're going to say in our generation it's impossible to be mekabel any gerim. Zaktanein, but the pasuk says l'der esechem. So therefore, the bezin mizman hazeh does need smicha. So makshim ha'olam and yeshivas, they all ask very difficult. What do you mean? There are different parts to the ma'aseh gerim. You need mila, tefila, korban. So you can say that the bezman hazeh, the korban is not miyakim. Maybe this mancha based on Migdash Hoyakaima was Miyakev, and this man is that's not Miyakev. The Pashto says that even this mancha based on Migdash Hoyakaima is also not Miyakev. But he just that this, he's like a Mechusri Kapora, you can't let him eat Karbonis. But even if you say, like the Avni Nezer suggests, the Avni Nezer claims in the Sam Rishonim that the Karbon was Miyakev, this man Abai. Even if you say like that. So the Pashto says, there is Sechem, since in our generation you can only do Mil and Tfilo, you can't do the Karbon. So the Karbon, whatever you can't do is not Miyakev. But to say you need a bezin, but since nobody has any smicha, so the whole nature of the bezin is different. The bezin can consist of shlosh yet, you don't change all the dinim. If one chunk of the ma'aseh geiris can't be done as manazah, so you do the best you can and it becomes a geir under the circumstances with mil and tefila. You can't say you need a bezin, but the bezin can consist of shlosh yetis. If you need smuchim for a bezin, so that it doesn't get off the ground. That's problematic. Then there's another problem also. That Gemara increases the Aftesa Medala. The Gemara says, it says, L'dere Sechem. So the Vilna Dayan, in the days of the Vilna Goen, wrote a Sefer HaChumash that's called Revid HaZohov. The Torah Tmima borrowed a lot. He thanks the Revid HaZohov, he used it very heavily. He lifted a lot from the Revid HaZohov, all the Marmakonis. A lot of times, he gives the wrong Maramokam. He gives the Atrumas Ladesh and Simen Tzadikei. It's really Simen Kufei or something, because it's a misprint in the Revid Azov. He has all the mistakes from the Revid Azov also, a lot of times. So in the Revid Azov, he has an original, he usually gives Mar Mekonis, the Gemaris and Rishonim and Achronim. and then the Torah's Mima quotes them b'harchove. And once in a while he has an original chiddush. He writes, there's a famous machlokes satanai where the tchelis makeves is halov and on that. So our practice is that we follow the opinion that tchelis is not miyakov. We wear tzitzis without tchelis. So he says, where is our remez in the chumash? So he says, because in the parshas, the third parsha of Kriyashma, it says, Vosman tzokafi vigdem l'doi roysom. So since it says l'doi roysom, so it even applies, the mitzvah tzitzis even applies in all generations. So even in a generation when you don't have tchelis, you see, you still have. Just like the Gemara said that there was sechem by the ger, you can be mekabel ger mizman hazeh. So there's lots of dings on that. The Chumash speaks explicitly about living in a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Teichecha, V'hashimosi es mikdash sechem. There won't be a Beis HaMikdash. And the Chumash speaks about the possibility of accepting ger mizdor sechem. And it speaks about a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Chumash never speaks explicitly about a generation when there's no tchelis. The Chumash never speaks about a generation where there's no smuchim. We live in a generation that there's no tchelis and there's no smuchim. But in the Chumash it doesn't say. So maybe the Gemara only says l'darisechem in connection with a ger b'zman shein beis hamikdash kayam, because in the Chumash it talks about the possibility of living in a generation that has no karbonis. But how do you know that it applies to a generation where there's no tchelis and a generation where there's no smuchim? But that's the chiddush. That's the Rabbein and the Sanal's teretz. A very difficult teretz. The Bezman said the Bezman can be smuchim because of the Derisechem. I mean, you change the whole nature of the dinim.